Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for a noon kick.
Let's go, man. Come on. Let's have some fun, man.
This is Danny and Dusty on Football Friday.
You gotta see it! You gotta see it!
Brought to you by the ALNA Sportsbook. Watch the games in the region's largest video wall and wager on your team at the ALNA Sportsbook.
Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon and happy Football Friday.
Wow. Look at that, Danny Boring.
Hey, look at that. I made noise and actually it came out.
He's out of COVID jail, finally. How convenient. He has the whole week off, and then once Thanksgiving is over, here he is healthy as a... Well, actually, we talked to you the other day, and you sounded like hell, so
yeah.
Never mind.
No, as you can tell, there's still lingering effects of getting my butt kicked for a week by COVID, but I am twice COVID cleared and got my voice back, and I don't feel like I have 1,000 pounds on each shoulder anymore.
Well, welcome back.
You may have to lay down and take a nap midway through the show.
Yeah, I actually did kind of wonder. I was like, okay, you know what? I feel really good. I need to get out of the house. I tested negative. We're good to go. What happens if I get like halfway through the show and I feel as tired as I felt all week and I'm just like, I'm going to take a nap, Dusty, and
that'll
just
happen.
Go ahead and finish this off.
Well, unfortunately, there's nobody else in the building, so there's lots of empty couches.
Yeah, perfect. You can go into the fart boxes and take a nice little nap in there.
There you go.
Keep all that leftover COVID in there, too.
All right, well, how is everybody's Thanksgiving? Everybody have a great Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I had a Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't.
I did. We there was no cooking done at my house.
Okay.
My family dropped off enough plates for my wife and I to each have some turkey, some mashed potatoes and gravy, some rolls.
Yeah.
There was some stuffing that my wife ate.
Okay.
And then there was a slice of pumpkin pie for my wife.
And oh, so you don't like pumpkin pie either?
Being born in October.
Terrorist.
There's just always pumpkin pies around my birthday, and I don't know, just like the...
So is that a no or a yes? Is this you don't like pumpkin pie?
I'm ambivalent. I'm gonna go for the apple pie over the pumpkin.
Okay, well that is fair.
Yeah.
See, I'm one of those. I won't necessarily turn it down if it's offered to me, but I won't.
Like if you put it in my hand,
but I won't go seek it out.
Exactly. If you put a slice in my hand.
Yeah.
I'll eat a little bit. But
I love pumpkin pie.
If you're talking about like, there's an apple pie, a peach pie, and a pumpkin pie on the counter. I'm going for them in that order.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, it's pie.
Yeah.
It's pie. It's my pie.
No. But I did not have any pie yesterday.
Anybody?
No.
Revenge of the Nerds?
No.
No. That's my pie.
Yeah.
That's my pie. That would be...
I'd go down that road because I think I know where that's going, but I don't know if that's terribly radio friendly.
What do you mean?
Well,
the scene in question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's not.
No. Turns out, Revenge of the Nerds, 1984, when you look at it through the lens of 2022.
Really bad.
Very problematic.
Yes.
Very, very, very problematic.
On every single level.
But, in its time, totally acceptable for a film.
Right.
Problematic now, though.
And according to, I think, the Dirt and Sprague, I want to say the Sprague and the Line Open, there's several thousand boobs on campus in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, there are. There are. Pan down. Okay, we got a lot of sports. I had a great day. Apparently, I had the only real Thanksgiving out of anybody here.
Yeah.
You were with family. It was just your...
Mine was... It was way quieter than usual. My wife and daughters were out of town because my wife's grandfather is having some health issues.
And we're sorry
and
about that.
And he's old. And so, yeah.
And he's old.
He's old.
So...
That's it. That happens. We get old.
I think we kind of know how that's going to wind up. But, yeah. So, it was just me and my parents, my brother and his girlfriend, and my Aunt Mary, my dad's little brother's wife.
So, you were paired down. You were really paired down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had Thanksgiving over at my parents' house. I had siblings there. Not all of them. One sister's got COVID. The other one wasn't coming up. But we had a great time.
Yeah.
We had a fantastic time. Yeah. We had my cousin who's in medical school. And actually doing her rotations right now. She's like at OHSU. Mm. She's going to be a surgeon.
Oh, wow.
So if you're wondering where like all the brains in the family went.
Went there.
Apparently just like they just concentrated it right to my cousin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to concentrate somewhere, the surgeon's a good one.
Yeah. 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 Oh. It's steady hand. Probably should have let her cut the turkey now that we're thinking back at this.
Maybe she wants the day off from cutting.
And you know, are you the turkey cutter?
No.
I have been the designated turkey cutter at my in-laws' house since my wife and I really started dating, like even before we were married. My father-in-law was like, no, go ahead. You go ahead and handle that.
I'm on drinks. I'm on drink duty. Yeah, on drink duty.
What about you, Rust?
I fail at that miserably because I end up just having too many myself, and it becomes, you got it.
Yeah, it's always at mom's house. She's the Italian matriarch. Yeah. And then, of course, dad cuts the bird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. No, yeah.
And they got all the smarts in that end of the family, too. My dad's a dentist. My mom's a retired nurse. My brother's a dentist. And I sit here and talk to you two idiots and push buttons.
Hey, you should be.
I love that. And for that, I'm thankful.
It's perfect.
Well, I hope everybody out there had a great Thanksgiving. And no matter what it was, whether it was, you know, a very small like you had, just you and your wife with some plates dropped off, or big with a lot of family around, I hope everybody had a good one because now we have 1 month until Christmas.
My God, it is insane.
Going to be
it's going to fly right on by.
It's a push, man. I got the full court press to put up Christmas lights before we went over for Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
We have phase one of Christmas lights done because this is how they conned me into it. One, I got the puppy dog eyes for my daughter because I am firm on we are not watching Christmas movies, no Christmas music.
No Christmas anything till after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yes.
Them's the rules. You know what got my ass on the roof? It wasn't even the puppy dog eyes for my daughter.
Was it the weather report?
It was the weather.
Yeah.
It was sitting there like, yeah, you can either do this now or you can do it when it's raining. And I was like, yep, I guess I'm getting my butt up there today. So we got all those ones up. Although, be careful when you're on a roof.
Well, I feel like that doesn't need to be explicitly said. Like, I feel like that's just a given.
Yeah. I almost took the tumble down. Like, I had the slide, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Caught myself. But it was like the nowhere to go. Because I was like, all right, I'm going to get this done, and we're going to get this done early. Turns out one of the steep side of the house, sun hadn't hit it yet. Frozen.
Oh.
Frozen.
Yeah.
Had to wait for that side to thaw out because I almost did. I was going through.
Is this metal roof?
Is this how it ends? No. No.
Shingles?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, you actually get up there and get involved. See, I go like across the top of the garage, that flat, you know, gutter, and then up above that, the other pointy parts is
Clark W. Griswold would be so disappointed in you. Yeah. You've got to reach all of the front peaks of your home.
Well, and I'll put it this way too: the old extension ladder that I bought 17, 18 years ago, not exactly meant for the weight that I have added on since then.
Mine is, the old hip is. Is a preventative nature of this.
You're not getting on a roof.
Yeah, no.
You're not getting on a roof, and you shouldn't get up on that roof.
I don't do roofs right now.
It was one of the first times we're getting to the point where I'm going to start paying somebody to do this.
The younger folks?
I don't want to take the old tumble off this roof, and then I don't have to worry about whether it's the last day before rain comes for the foreseeable future.
Some things are just worth it to pay somebody else to do it.
But I love it, though. It is something, though, that... And I was talking with my neighbor, Moyne, because he was out there doing his lights, too. And so first beers of Thanksgiving Day were after I got off the roof.
Attaboy.
But with my neighbor, and we were talking about, like, there is something to, like, getting up there and doing it. Because I remember my dad going all out and
and going all Clark W. Griswold and making sure you could see it from like a half mile away because we lived out in the sticks. And he's like, we need to see how far down the road you get before you can stop seeing the light from our home. And there's something too, like, I like going all out. In college, I think we were really the only house that I know of that were college students that put up Christmas lights. And we called our houses the Nova House because it was the street we lived on. And in Christmas lights, we spelled out, I did one day, spelled out Nova in massive letters. So when we had our party, everybody knew there was no missing where the Nova House was. You saw it's the house that has our street name on the roof. And so it's always been a big deal for me to have the Christmas lights up and to do it myself. So there's a sense of pride in putting up your own lights.
I get it.
And as kids, like, I remember it. Like, mm-hmm. I remember my dad being up there and be like, yeah, this is, dad may fall this year.
Now, not but to completely derail us here, did you know that the Chevy Nova sold horrifically in Mexico?
Yes.
Because in Spanish, yes, Nova means Nova, no go.
Yeah, yeah. So lights are going up, folks. And then, like, today, now it's like tree season. We got to go. You got to get out and get your trees.
I'm a
like
fake treeman.
You are?
Yep. I made that migration. I've got my own fake tree.
I mean, that, for a man that doesn't like stuffing, that fits.
We
it's the smart play.
There you go.
The fake tree really is the smart play.
We go both ways in our house.
You're going to have to
you're going to come back and grab that one, buddy.
We always go get a real one for the living room, the one, you know, as you walk into the house and it sits in the living room window and faces the street. But then down in the family room, we'll have a smaller fake tree.
So what do you get, like, the green?
Costco. Yeah.
Well, no. Do you get, like, the green air fresheners for cars and you throw them up in the tree so it actually smells like pine?
No, or I don't know.
You just don't even, no. Even necessary.
One of these times over the next couple weeks,
I like the smell.
I will pull out the true holiday hell that is my family and Christmas trees.
Mm.
I've told you a little bit of this in the past. But it's a segment plus. It's probably two plus segments of just pure unadulterated hell. As it pertains to my family and getting Christmas trees, and which led to me in my adult life never going to get a Christmas tree.
And that sucks for you.
Just no. No.
All right.
I'll tease this. Multiple times a vehicle has run out of gas, one of them in the tunnel on 26.
Now this is your family's fault. Like, this is no.
It is a
cursed, do you know how many times in my life,
event.
I'm going to knock on wood here. You know how many times I've run out of gas? None.
Okay.
None.
Yep.
None.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And this has happened twice?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of them in the tunnel on 26, what, a week before Christmas?
Oh,
you can imagine
goodness.
The traffic. And guess what happens? There's nowhere to take your car.
Well, yeah.
So
you're in a tunnel.
In a tunnel. And there's no extra lane. There's no shoulder.
Yeah. The running out of gas struggle is real.
My goodness.
For a lot of people.
I've
been there on few. Like, I've had the, and this is the thing that I don't get, is I've had the gas tank light on
mm-hmm.
for miles.
Sure.
And miles and miles. Like, in fact, in the middle of nowhere, somewhere between Christmas Valley and Burns, in the middle of, like, eastern Oregon, the gas light came on and I was like, whoa. Because the Christmas Valley gas station was not open at like 7 o'clock at night.
Of course.
So we were like, okay, this is where we're going to run out of gas. We still didn't run out of gas. Like, we found a way to conserve gasoline because we knew gas light on, we may be running out of gas.
Sure.
You become aware of how much gasoline is left in the car. It's one of those things where.
And yet. My incredibly brilliant father.
Hey. Book smart and
deuce
and others. People have different. There's different kind of smarts out there.
Yes, it is.
We all learn them.
It was something, but yeah, there's a lot to these stories. Unfortunately,
okay. All right,
we'll get our way to those as we get closer to Christmas.
All right, we've got a ton of sport that we need to get to on this Black Friday. If you're out Black Friday shopping, I'm so sorry. I wonder, is it busy?
Do people do that? It can't be.
That's nobody.
It doesn't feel like there's the buzz.
There's nobody on the road.
Well, there's, and it's just not as necessary anymore. Yeah. You can do everything online. For like a week and a half, 2 weeks leading up to it with all the Black Friday sales.
Remember they used to do the differentiation of Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Yeah. Now it's just kind of like deals from Friday until Monday night.
Deals for days.
deals. Get the mega deals. All right, well, everybody that's out there, most people don't work today. But we are here, and we are here in part because this is a fantastic sports weekend that we have ahead of us. We have to go through what went down yesterday in Thanksgiving Day football. We have got rivalry weekend across college football, and the stakes are enormous across the world of college football. And then we got some NBA, and how about the World Cup? And guess what? The PKI, which maybe this is where we should start here. Where are your eyes at this weekend? There's a ton going on. 503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. This is Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
We go both ways.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Alien A Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
There is so much going on in our sports world today. This is a Friday. Like, tomorrow, I think it's, we all know, all eyes are going to be on the world of college football, where you have Civil War, Oregon, Oregon State. You got the Apple Cup between UW and Washington State. You obviously have a big game Ohio State, Michigan, number two versus number three. The world of college football is for tomorrow. But today, think of today's lineup. Right now, we have going on right now, Team USA, even with England, 0-0 in the 65th minute of action.
Look at that, a 0-0 and a 65th minute for you.
And right now, look, like, you know me, big soccer guy, mm-hmm. but I'm watching this game, and I've been watching the games from the get-go. This team is actually kind of
U.S. is bossing
in control.
Yes.
They're in control. They're doing what they want to do. They're just not putting ball in net, which is objective number one.
They should be
from
up
what I know.
They should be up 2-0 right now.
That is the goal, correct?
Hell! But when you watch this game, like, you can tell Team USA is playing really damn well against one of the best teams in the world that absolutely pumped Iran 6-2 in their opener. And earlier today, with Iran beating Wales, that is huge.
U.S. takes a draw out of this. They're coming out of this group.
Oh, you would think, except for they'd need to beat Iran.
Which,
I mean, you would have to beat Iran because they get 3 points and you have two. Well, that's what Wales was thinking. Wales was thinking, hey, we win this one. But if they draw Iran, then it goes to goal differential and they'd be probably in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Well, they would be in good shape. They'd go based on the fact that 6-2 was the first loss.
That's what I'm saying.
Iran and England, yeah.
If they draw this...
It's in all likelihood they go.
They're pretty much out of the group.
Well, so is it going to be World Cup, which there's been upsets all over the place.
Saudi Arabia 2-1 on Argentina.
And, well, now my sister-in-law, she's Brazilian. They were a little worried at the beginning of that bad boy. My brother goes, I never knew the stress of not scoring a goal. Like, they won comfortably in that. Was it 2-0?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, at halftime, he's like, I thought I was in trouble because Brazil had not scored yet. Because
they were predicted to score lots.
It's just Brazilian people in general are, no, I want my goal and I want it now and I want to stop worrying about this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Neymar is hurt and he's not going to play in the next game because he's got an ankle injury.
His ankle has an ankle right now.
Yeah. And so, like, this is a wild World Cup.
Oh, no, this thing is sideways already. You usually get a couple of these. You don't get stuff like this. You don't get Saudi Arabia taking down, you know, Leo Messi, arguably the greatest player of the modern generation, 2-1 in the first round, and then get Iran 2-1 up on Wales. You just don't get this.
Japan
kind of
beating Germany.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't get stuff that's this sideways.
Do you see the Iran news out of that win? Apparently, their own fans are fighting each other.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, there's the
they have some civil conflict going on.
It's not quite
in Iran
civil war,
right now,
but it's not great.
And they had their own countries because they partition off the different rooting sections in the stadium for countries, and there was fighting going on
within their own stands
amongst themselves.
Yeah,
after the win,
yes.
Not going well.
No, the Iranian players have come out in solitude with the Iranian people.
Yeah.
And that is putting them in a little bit of a precarious situation.
Yeah.
But, and you've had FIFA step in and try to silence any and all of the equality plays that different nations have done. I believe it was Belgium had love stitched into the back of their jersey. They made them take that out before the match the other day.
Yeah, because why should the world not need more love, you know?
Yes. Grant Wall, who's a soccer reporter.
There was a whole song about it.
Yeah, there's a couple songs about it, I think.
Well, about,
the
maybe.
World needs...
Good old Burt
Bacharach. No, keep going. No. Silence,
needs
keep this
now
going.
Is love, sweet love.
I love when you sing. Songbird of our generation.
There you go. But Grant Wall was out there covering it. I believe he's with SI right now. But he had a U.S. soccer shirt with a rainbow design on it. They wouldn't let him in the arena.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's there's a lot going on in the sporting world and a lot going on in the world as it pertains to the sporting world.
Well, here in our own neck of the woods, too, we've got the PK Invitational, PK Legacies going on.
Yeah, and you had the Pilots almost shock the world and take down North Carolina yesterday.
You're damn right they did. The Pilots they lost by 8. Beavs almost knocked off
Duke.
I think it was a 3-point game with like 50 seconds.
Yeah, no,
left,
it was a one possession game down the stretch.
Look at this. Like, and Oregon got beat pretty handily by UConn.
That'll happen.
So there's that. But you have the PK Invitational, PK Legacy men's and women's tournaments that are going on here. Locally, you got the World Cup going on. You have rivalry games going on across college football. The Territorial Cup, Arizona and Arizona State are playing right now. You got UCLA and Cal coming up in a little bit.
Arizona already on the board too.
Yeah, Arizona up 7-0. No, wait, nothing. because it's America. That's American football. But Arizona State's wearing my favorite uniforms. They've got the old Sparky on the side of the helmet again. They've gotten rid of the pitchfork. I love Sparky on
Sparky's
the side of that.
Sparky's great.
He is. Yeah, well, then the move to pull him off that helmet, that was dumb. So where in the Blazers play, 4:30 tonight, looking to snap a four-game losing streak. Goodness gracious almighty.
Whee!
Where are your eyes at? What's pulling you in the most? Because I never in a million years. Oh, and we also have high school championships that are going on.
Yeah, Westview playing in one.
Is incorrect. They're playing for the Columbia Cup. Jeff Rust.
Oh, I saw that they were playing in a final.
Which is true. For those that don't know, the Columbia Cup is new. 6A football.
Uh-huh.
Has 1 through 16, so a normal playoff, and then 17 through 32 playing in another playoff.
Uh-huh.
The Columbia Cup is going on right now at Hillsborough Stadium between 18th seeded Westview and was it 23rd seeded North Salem?
I think it was like 23 or South Salem, I want to say.
Yeah, it's North. It's okay. North Salem. They're playing North Salem.
Maybe I read the tweet incorrectly, apparently.
But
I'm going to question you, Mr. High School Football Guy. Yeah.
It's North Salem.
I'm digging my heels in here.
And that's for 17th place, and it's a new bracket that the OSA is rolling out. And
the NIT.
It truly is the NIT of high school football. It's a something. It's a something.
It's some extra postseason football for the kids, right?
Yeah. Yes, but why? Like, and this
it's
is
some
my whole
extra
thing.
Postseason football for the kids, right?
I understand why they're like, hey, yeah, we want some of those up and coming programs to get their taste and win and stuff. And yeah, you know that. Sure, that is good. Also, but making the playoffs is good because there's going to be teams that are like 15th or 16th seeded saying, well, we can go and get our butts kicked by West Lynn, for example, who's playing Sheldon at 3 in mm-hmm. the state championship game.
Yes.
Or we play in this thing where you win some games. I don't see. So you're kind of punishing the teams that finish 16th and
the fodder for the top
17 through 32nd. Like, look, I was part of teams that did not make playoffs. I didn't. When our season was over,
it's over.
It was over. It's time for winter sports to start.
That's how this works.
Guess what?
That's why Glencoe was so good at wrestling.
Get better. Well, we actually made it to the semifinals. I was at Gladstone where I missed the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
Glencoe, we did not.
Ah.
But it was like when your season is over, your season ends and you move on. Like,
welcome to real life.
Yes.
God, we are becoming the old people now.
Well, I hope I win.
But I truly do. I want to. When they announced the Columbia Cup, I had the same questions, and they still
mostly
remain.
Just why?
Yeah, like is it really going to jumpstart these programs to greatness, or do you do it the way it's always been done, which is you slowly build and you progress and you get better, and when you miss the playoffs, it fuels by just a little bit, it fuels you to get better as you go into the next year.
I don't know if it does anything about that. There's one good thing I see coming of this, and this is kids getting to play more games. That's the one good thing I see here.
That's pretty cool, yeah. I guess.
And that, yeah, legitimately, that like, would I have liked to have played more games? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If I could stay another one or two in there, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But grand scheme of things, is it? I don't know. Do we need a cup around it?
No.
Do we need to like celebrate it? Or say, no. Hey, congratulations, you're not quite there, you're on your way. How about we just play more games?
And I don't know this. I don't know of any other states that do this.
I've never heard of it before. I've heard of stuff like this in like basketball tournaments, not in football. That's damn sure.
Yeah. It's a weird move.
It's a basketball move.
Yeah. But
we have the NIT. Like that's what the NIT is.
The Columbia Cup is going on right now. Westview, North Salem. They are playing out at Hillsborough Stadium. After they wrap up, you get the 6A championship. Sheldon is taking on West Lynn in that game, which Anthony Newman, I need you to win this game, West Lynn, because I can't take it in my household any longer. I already talked to my wife about this because the team that when I was in high school we lost to was Sheldon in the semifinals. And she still gives me crap about this. And she goes, huh, oh, yeah, so Sheldon West Lynn. Does that make you remember? It's like 21 years ago.
Wow.
She's like, does that remind you of getting beaten? I was like, no, actually it doesn't. So, Anthony Newman, I need you to win this football game.
And this entirely?
Surely for my home.
Wow.
For my home life. Yeah. Yeah. And I got nothing against Sheldon. I like it. I like it. My wife is from Sheldon. I do not like this that is happening right now in my home, though. She is unrelenting since the day we met.
I love it. I kind of like this a little bit. A little honoriness.
Yeah. So, go Anthony Newman. Then at 7 o'clock tonight, we have the 5A state championship. Mm-hmm. Wilsonville Summit out at Hillsborough Stadium, which I also have rooting interest in that one, too, because head coach of Wilsonville High School, Adam Gunther, he has been like a big brother to me for 34 years now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and he was one of my coaches in high school, too, and I love the guy. I love the guy. So
I'm noticing a trend here with these four schools in the title games.
Yeah.
They all come from areas that are not poor.
Well, you'd be correct. Sheldon, Westland, Wilsonville, and Summit.
Weird. Weird.
In fact, isn't it the Westland Wilsonville School District?
Yes.
Isn't that one?
Yes.
Is it one,
yes.
One district there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really not, you are noticing something there. Oh, I also have, actually, this was sent to me by one of the Portland officials, and I really think that this is awesome. We have got a first for the 6A state championship game this Friday. A woman named Jenna Fisher will be the center judge for the game. She is the first woman in Oregon history to work the 6A title game.
Pam from The Office?
No kidding.
No, it is not Pam. Same name. But no. Jenna Fisher, though.
That'd be pretty cool.
And I think that this is awesome because... One, she's making history at the 6A level, the first woman to officiate the title game. But two, we have a shortage of officials in our state
staggering
across the country.
Shortage.
In all sports.
Yes.
And
because
it doesn't.
Parents are a-holes.
Because parents are a-holes. And it can be time consuming. But here's the thing is that you don't have to be a male that played football in order to officiate the games.
No.
You have to have a passion for the game, and you have to have a want to be out in the community and help enhance the high school experience for the boys and girls that are playing, you know, whether it's soccer, wrestling, football, basketball. And if you do that and you have the passion for the game and you want to help the community, your gender does not matter.
No.
And it shouldn't matter. And we're finally going to see the first woman in the 6A title game. So I think it's a cool kudos to Jenna Fisher for calling this game and being such a big part of it as a center judge.
That is cool. And I'm surprised that this is the first.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Genuinely, like, I am. Like, I reffed high school football for quite a bit when I first got home. And I worked with a couple female officials even back then, 2008, 2009, 2010. And I started thinking about it.
Ice graded crews, man. Keep going on.
It's a little surprising, but good. I'm glad to see it.
Really cool for the 6A title game. That'll be at 3 o'clock. So my eyes, this is all a long way to say, I'm all in on the World Cup right now.
You are locked in on the screen.
I'm wearing red, white, and blue.
You are.
Today, I wore my Merca. Because that is what gets me going is cheering for USA over England right now.
It is always funny when you see international sports that aren't necessarily the most popular, like the Winter Olympics.
Yeah,
how people like kind of rally around that, like bobsled time.
Yeah,
like you don't care about bobsled.
No,
but right now you're damn right you do.
All I care about is that red, white, and blue sled's going faster than everybody else's.
Took that fourth turn a little hot.
Yeah. I love how everybody comes an expert around World Cup time and Olympic time.
I 100% am that with the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll just start watching, and I'm like...
A little sloppy on that double axel.
Gosh, it's gymnastics that gets me. Like, I'll be watching... I watch, like, so much balance beam comes into my world when they're on the beam. I'm like, oh! Damn! You see her toe? Her toe got her on that one. And then I catch myself and I go, what am I doing here?
A little bit of an over-rotation on the dismount.
I am in too deep.
Really stuck that one.
And I need a way out. All right. This texture at 503-250-1080. 2001, I played for McNary. We beat Sheldon in the finals. Thank you for that. I need that, and I will use that.
Attaboy.
I will use that today against my wife.
I like it.
Yep. And then we have another one, too. 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A titles are tomorrow. I think all of them at Hillsborough Stadium, too. Estacada playing Tillamook for the 4A championship. First time Estacada's been there since 1953.
In Estacada, huh?
Yeah.
Good for them.
He's taking digs. He's taking the ricochet shots for the kids playing in a title.
I'd say I'd never heard that one before.
You oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, buddy. Yep. Yep. You need to get with the times, my man.
that's some Hills Have Eyes stuff.
Yeah, sure is. All right.
Well, good luck to the kids, though.
You know, yeah, good luck. And right after that, good luck to the kids.
Good little team they got there.
Brutal. All right. 503-250-1080. That's the fan text side. All right, we got a rivalry game tomorrow. It is Football Friday. Let's dive into the football aspect of it. Ducks, Beavs, tomorrow, Reser Stadium. Danny and Dusty on the fan. Here's Russ with SportsCenter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the A&A Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, that segment went way long, so we're already over again.
Hot soccer talk.
Well, I mean,
it's the World Cup, man.
Well, we got the high school foosball in there, too.
Yeah, we got Danny taking shots at Estacada, the entire city, which, look, if you're going to go person for person... Dude, Estacada may be the one town you don't want to fight the most. Like, if you had just, like, a royal rumble of towns, per capita,
they're gonna fight
a lot more dirty than anybody. I've never met somebody from Estacada that cannot fight.
No, for sure. I mean, you grow up in real life Hills Have Eyes, and
yeah.
This is how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, look at you continuing to take shots.
Just digging in.
Look at you.
You know me, Mr. Backdown.
Mm. Well, as this texture adequately points out, you can talk about Estacada, but Newberg's making the news for racism.
Listen, man, you can. I almost said it.
He's got nothing.
No.
He's got nothing. Well, you got
great
nothing.
Point, dumbass.
Well, you can bleep the racism out of Newberg. You can't bleep the.
Wow.
The inbreeding.
I don't
even
know. No, you can't bleep any of that out of anything.
Boy, it's too bad we got a break.
Oh, man. No, you can't. All right. Let's get back on the sporting.
It's okay. Nobody's listening anyway.
It is the Friday after Thanksgiving.
There were 7 cars on the freeway in.
Yeah, you made it here very quickly.
I did. I made it here in record. I told you, I'm like, I'll probably be a few minutes later than normal because I was waiting on my test, and I got in the door at like, 5 minutes later than normally do.
Yeah. All right. The show's already off the rails, so let's get this bad boy back on track, shall we? Let us talk about the game formerly known as the Civil War, Oregon versus Oregon State, coming up tomorrow right here on The Fan. This one could – I'm really torn on how this one plays out. Could it get ugly quickly? Danny Dusty on The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the A&A Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay. It's getting down to crunch time in this Team USA-England game, and I got to put my patriotism to the side. I know nothing about the game of soccer, but I know when I'm watching it, like, when bad things are happening. And right now, there's bad things happening for US. It's still tied at 0-0. We got, like, another minute left in stoppage.
It almost wasn't.
Yeah. All right.
Wow, that was close. Yeah.
Who are we listening to right now?
That'd be Dave Mason.
Dave
Mason. Ah, yes, Dave Mason.
Dave Mason.
Known for...
Brother of Mark Mason?
This song.
Yes, known for this song.
Never heard him before in my life.
I was like, is this like the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band? Or
although they are also on the Yacht Rock Friday playlist.
Is it
the That's Little a real band? Band?
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, it is, brother.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
I definitely thought you
Trust
made that
me,
one up on the spot.
If there's going to be one person that knows that the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is for real, it will be somebody named Dusty.
You're not, well, what about Dirt?
Well, or Dirt too.
That's
okay,
true.
So two.
Yeah. And they both happen to be at this stage.
Yeah. So, okay. I promise everybody, we will get to Ducks, Beavs, and all things football.
I cannot make that promise.
Yesterday, at Thanksgiving, my brother and his lovely wife are welcoming their second child into the world next month, and they've already picked out a name. And I will not say that name because people are private about
privacy.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they've picked out a name, and one of their worries is that they talked to a person, they said the name, and that person said, oh, my dog's name is blank. And they were like, how awful would it be to have your, we don't want our kid to have like the same name as somebody's dog. I go, I'm looking around going, welcome to being named Dusty, yeah. Guys.
My sister.
And they just looked at me and were like, oh, yeah. I've been living that life.
One of the first names I brought up as a potential name for our first daughter was Sadie. And my wife said, she goes, that's what people name their dogs. And what is our first daughter's name?
Your daughter's name is Sadie.
It's Sadie, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it was Mandy that ultimately decided on it. So she came around.
My sister is quite literally named after a dog.
Oh, really?
My uncle and aunt had a miniature pincher named Chelsea.
Well, okay. Chelsea's at least a common human name.
But it was not a really popular name 35 years ago.
Really?
No.
I was in grade school and all the way through school with a Chelsea.
I went to with a few Chelseas.
At least one.
Well, it's a little bit
I
old.
Think it, like, got,
it got more popular about your age.
Okay.
But kind of coming into that, it wasn't that popular. My parents were like, huh, I like that name.
It feels like that was like probably one of those hot names when we were born. Like, you know?
Like Dusty and Danny and Jeff.
Yeah.
Very popular names in that period.
Well, Danny and Jeff... those are like classic names.
I don't think I ever had a class in any level of school where there wasn't at least one other Jeff.
Really? I'm the other way around. I never had any other Dannys. Hmm.
There was always at least, I think the most we had at one point, was there was four of us in one class.
There was 2,000 people at Beaverton when I went there, and I don't think there was another Danny.
We were only three classes when I was there. We hadn't switched to middle school yet. Yeah, but we were at like 1,800.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Never had any of the Dusties.
No.
got that one out of the way. All right.
Well, there we go. We wrapped it up.
We wrapped up. Yeah.
England, USA.
It's a draw.
Nil-nil draw.
That's a good,
win for the Blazers.
That's a good result.
For win for the Blazers. A win for Team USA. The
Blazers ain't going to ever win again, basically, after we look at this.
Not until 2023.
Season. You kidding me? When are they? I got that on the show sheet. I have an honest question about the Portland Trailblazers, and I want to get to this in hour number two. It will be one of the things that we talk about when the hell are we done with moral victories with the Portland Trail Blazers? Mm-hmm. But where we start hour number two, and I promise, here we go with it. Ducks, Beavs, it's a big one. There's a ton on the line for both of these programs. What does this come down to? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.